pick up the beer and pizza with you.
At my house, come over. Hope you like Bush Light. That's all I can jump up for.
Okay, 7 o'clock. I'd like to call the March 10th, 2026 meeting to order. I request a moment of silence, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so we'll start it off. We're going to start with Dave. Dave.
Present.
Alex Litton.
Present.
Bo Miller. Present. All right. Dave, good to have you back. Glad you're doing good.
Good to be back.
All right. Looking for an approval, a motion to approve the minutes from the February 27th meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from the February 24th meeting.
And I can second them.
I'll abstain.
Okay, roll call. Alex Litton?
Yes.
Bo Miller? Yes. Dave abstained. Yep. Motion carried. Okay, moving right along here. Fiscal officer's report.
Deposits made since February 24th. $18,385.79. Warrant numbers 24546 through 24598, and then electronic payment 262026 through 282026. And that totals $147,832.02, with a large payment to Community First National Bank for the Cross Brothers taker. Fund status report. Before note, it says last reconciled January 31st. Krogan updated their software for the bank, so I couldn't actually print off the statement because there's some glitch. Nobody can. So I have to wait for it to get mailed to me. Okay, kind of sucks. So can't do February's bank reconciliation. But pooled investments $709,333.78 and checking balance $650,044.65. And then I got an email, so first half property taxes, check should be coming, so that balance will go up here in the near future.
Anybody any questions for Joel?
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
Is it okay if he's... Can I ask now or are you waiting for me?
Sure, go ahead. Go ahead.
Joel, is there any way to tell how far behind or how much money is in arrears in property taxes in the township?
No idea. Okay. I wouldn't be privy to that unless I asked.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, is there any way you could talk to the guy? Do they have that? Because some of them...
they get paid too, right?
Yeah.
So, the auditor, I could ask my auditor contact.
The county does have a list of certified delinquent properties. Now, I don't necessarily know that properties that are only a few months behind in taxes are considered certified delinquent, but they do have a list of that.
Yeah, it is, you know, but in doing stuff for the zoning, I've come across some that are 20,000, 18,000 behind. Yeah. You know, that would help the township a lot and the county.
Well,
but you're not going to get it. But.
No, they want to get paid too. So
the rentals are going to get most of it.
They're going to have their own vehicle to try to get that money too. I mean, they're using the most compared to us, of course.
Okay.
No, they don't share that. The only other detail I get, just because it is interesting, is when we assess people, if they actually collect, they give me an Excel spreadsheet. It's minimal to none. But sometimes that assessment actually gets paid.
Mm-hmm.
But it's infrequent. And of course, it's whether it's an assessment for something for mowing, right, that we put on the tax duplicate, you know, something along those lines.
Yeah.
But that's, I don't see that very well. That's one of the other kind of special things that you get.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, looking for a motion to accept the fiscal officer's report as read.
I so move.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion made by Dave Bench, seconded by Alex Litton. Roll call, Bo Miller, yes. Dave Bench?
Yes.
Alex Litton?
Yes.
Motion carries. Okay, Joel, I had a question for you. Oh, just real quick. The checks from the fire department, that payroll.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you end up getting some of them back at all?
So Tony's holding on to them. They've been coming in. Turned into him.
But slowly they're coming back.
They all seem to show up at, they all got delivered around the same time.
Oh, okay.
And then they, because he said, I got them, but I don't have them all because he has the list.
Okay.
I said, they're already voided. Just hold on to them and at some point give them to me.
Yeah. I was just curious if we ever did see him or when they came in. Okay, perfect.
And there's other checks in there too. Like I paid the city of Oregon for fourth quarter taxes I collected. That showed up. And they cashed the check, but it was like 30 days later.
Okay. Just out of curiosity. Yeah. Okay. Zoning department, I see Jacob's not here. Jim, do you have anything from the zoning board at all?
Just that tomorrow's the public hearing on the text amendment changes at 7 o'clock here.
For the zoning board meeting, yep.
Not the zoning, but just a public hearing.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Fire department, chief is not here right now. Maintenance department, I do have one thing from Kevin, but I put it back on new business, so we'll just wait till we get back there.
I got some stuff too. He got the salt in.
Oh, did he?
He got 100 ton of salt, and the county fixed the A-boom. They finally figured it out. They took a piece of glass out so they could get at that, and then they hired some glass company to put it in and out, but that helped them do it. Otherwise, they had to tear a whole bunch of stuff apart. So the county did help us out there. So
it was like a pretty low cost. I saw it was $250 for the glass.
Yeah. It was worth it for him to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's almost impossible to do. And I guess he's been working on the tractors and the lawnmowers and everything.
So that 100 ton of salt we got in, we still have room out there then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it would hold 400 or better if you pile. Okay. I think he said the county's talking about getting an elevator like we used to use the states, and you can pile it pretty high then, you know. He just got, I think it was four semi-dumps, I think.
Okay. Well, that'd be good, because if we get in on the county's buy this year, later on this year in the summer, we can get another blast in there. And
if we don't
stack it up.
If we don't need much, if we don't have any ice or anything, we'd almost have enough for next year in there.
Okay.
But who knows?
Anything else you can think of right now?
No.
Okay. Alex, done. All right. Well, let's just move on right on. We're going to move right on down here to old business. So I messed up. This should have been a new business. But all this was I got an email from Victor Coleman with the Toledo Edison. They are going to start changing. There's just a couple of our lights in the township are going to go to the new LED, which is great because it's going to save money. We could change and get the fancy light posts and I'm like, we're not spending the money on that, so we'll just.
I got the only thing I had a question about a bowl was, should we get the bright one or the yellow one? Sometimes it's by the houses, mm-hmm. and people, complain about the light coming in.
Right, but they're giving us the lower one, right? The yellower one, I think, is what I saw.
Well, you can get anything you want to get.
Okay.
If you want, if you wanted the bright, it's.
Well, it's one at the intersection of Yondoba already.
LED.
That's a bright one. Replaced. I just noticed it because you want to see the bill that we pay.
Okay.
It's not like, damn, how much would it cost to, sorry to bring this up, but years ago when I came into this role, I saw the bill and I tried to figure out what we were paying and what to charge for it. And I called our government contact and I asked them, I said, hey, what would it be to switch them over to LED? I'm just curious, make a recommendation. Would that save money? It was a lot. Mm-hmm. That was back then. Now there's probably some, they want to do it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing it.
Yeah, doing it for their own benefit.
Yeah.
I should we go look before we say something over there at Donabono and see?
The one in Yondoba, because it's,
whatever that one is, that's what it looked like tonight.
Yeah, because I had replied to him and I just said, hey, we're going to take the recommendation of the year, what you guys recommend for those that were, because they're not doing all of them. I think it's just one or two lights they're going to do is all right now, if I'm correct, right, Dave?
Oh, I don't know, but you want to take care of it, or I will?
Yeah,
or?
I can. I'll take care of it with him. Yep, I talk to him.
Why don't you just drive down there and just see him Bono? Because I think the yellow would be a little bit softer.
And that's what that Yondota, right?
Yondota and Route 2 has been replaced with an LED because it looks different.
Okay. You know? We'll do. I'll see it. Yep, not a problem.
Ask him what that one is.
Okay. All right. So actually, number 2 and 3 are together. Joel didn't spell it out very well for me on his email when he sent it to me. I just copied what he wrote down. But it's the Otarma renewal. We all have the packet in front of us. This is the packet that we went through. The fire chief went through it. Kevin went through it. This is our.
I went through it.
Yep.
When did we get this? December or November?
It was last year. We had time to go through it and get it marked up. So the renewal, this is for all the insurance. So for 2026 through 2027, it's $56,788. We can increase liabilities if we wanted. There's obviously a cost to it. We can go up to another $9 million, or increase it to $9 million liability, $10 million or $11 million, but we have $8 million in the policy.
We went from like 6, we waited a few years, and then we had 7.
Yeah.
We waited a few years, and then we got to where we are now, because it was all that under $1,000 increase, which seemed like you guys could... swallow that
right
easily.
But
just curious, how much did it go up?
I told Bo I didn't look at how much we paid last year.
Oh, I just curious.
Yeah, Bo always asks and usually gives a post it.
Yeah.
All I know is $1 million for $1,000 is. I mean that's good math. Right?
Yeah. Like I said, the only problem is that every year they do that, we're going to keep adding $1,000 to it, you know.
Yeah, just think about it. $9 million doesn't buy you much.
No.
When you have an incident. And that's liability. That's not on the items you list.
Right.
That's if we were to do something bad or have to cover something that happened.
So what do you guys think? You just want to stick with the standard $8 million that's in it?
Yeah, we can always go up next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
See how it goes, so... So you need an approval for this, Joel?
6, 7,
okay.
8, yep.
So I'll move to pay the Otarma Risk Management Authority the $56,788 for the insurance on the township.
I'll second.
Roll call. Alex Litton.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller. Yes. Motion carries. So number 3 was all wrapped up in that. We ain't got to worry about that. Number 4.
I'm sorry.
Meeting with the engineer's office. I was unable to attend. I last minute got stuck with the grandbaby. So really had to twist my arm there, but I know Dave and Alex, you guys were able to attend the meeting.
I can go through quite a bit what we talked about. I brought up the Bunting and the Donovan Roads subdivision, the stormwater sewers. Most of them got cameraed. They were put in 46. And when they put the sewers in, they cut them and they actually crushed them. You know, beans are that old, they don't have wire in them. So they can't even line them. We may be able to line the line that goes out Yoder. And that's a bigger one, so we may be able to fix that one. But we're going to have to come up with a lot of money. There's OPCW money there, but we have to match it. So I'm going to talk with him, our fiscal officer, and then we might have to have a meeting so we get this in there so we can get that money, maybe get it started. So
yeah, OPWC looks for a 50% match.
Yeah.
And if we can... go with lining the pipe, that's 20% of what it costs to replace the pipe.
So like I said, maybe the big pipe, but the small pipe is absolute junk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess The one going out Donovan's bigger too, that goes to the ditch, and it all goes to the north to the ditch there. And so we met, those two might be aligned, but the rest of them are all going to have to be replaced probably. So that was one thing. And then we're still working on that bow that, and Alex, that Kuzno Road, and that DeCant has that one crossover where it's galvanized and they're bowed up. And so, you know, obstructing the water flow. And then there's one over there in Kuzno where the guy's got a bunch of rock because it's his thing's coming down. And so they give me the paperwork, and they're actually going to send it to the guys that they got to do something about them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But we don't, you know, they're actually ours now because the roads are ours. Mm-hmm. But they're going to, the way it sounds, take care of it. And that's great.
Yeah.
And we talked about the Cedar Point road flap grant. And I guess I talked to the guy down at the wildlife. And then Sarah's been really looking into it too, because she wanted to know if we were going to use some WPCO money on that too. So she's got that kind of booked for 28 Cedar Point Road. Oh, and Grottlesville hadn't been paid for the gun club down there yet, and I don't know what was going on, so I think we got that taken care of. And and I think there was a bill that they hadn't paid, just like Minky's got for the Bono Road pumping, mm-hmm. that Grottles got. The big Cooley Ditch discussion. We had a discussion on that. I think it's March 31st. The engineer said it comes in front of the commissioners. So that'll be petitioned and everything. So they may start that this fall. So that'll get started.
March 31st at 2 p.m.
So, and the Johnson Ditch, we had a discussion on that. And I think maybe you guys know that Panuski's, he teaches engineering out there. And he got some seniors. They're going to survey the Johnson Ditch there. So he's got them working on that. And that's, I'm not going to mention about the Cedar Creek, because there's a lot of work there I got to do. If we'll look, I'd just like to get it. You'll never get it cleaned. We'll never see that. But it'd be nice to get it, the log jams out. And the people, it's the Lorenzen subdivision there at the end of Genoa Clay Center, you know, where it dead ends there, Bowen.
Mm-hmm.
That's that subdivision there, and it floods. So we got to get a bunch of them people to get the Ottawa County commissioners stirred up to do something.
Didn't they have to start that meeting? Didn't they have to start way up in Wood County, though?
Well, I don't know if you'll ever get Wood County to do it either way, it sounds. But if we could just get ours log jams out and maybe Ottawa counties, that would help. And then it would be petitioned, and then later on someday somebody could clean it. But just a log, you know, it's just terrible there by the cemetery there.
Yeah.
They're just one after another. Yeah. And even after, well, we've cleaned some there on, that'd be Yondota, a couple of them there. And it's just one after another. Yeah. And that's the engineer's meeting, I guess. Unless Alex got some.
Yeah. I did talk to the engineers about getting no parking signs for Howard Road, specifically due to the bird watching season.
Mm-hmm.
They made it sound like it was next to impossible to get done, just for some signs, because apparently it requires an engineering study, and then after an engineering study, it needs to go in front of the county commissioners for a resolution because it's a county road.
And I had a thought on that after you told me that. There are two thoughts. One, if maybe we could get the Metro Parks to agree to maybe help us or allow us to put like some of our temporary barricades with no parking signs like out of the right of way, or if we could get a electronic sign from the county.
Well, maybe. Yeah.
That we could, you know, leave an electronic sign up on Howard there just for.
That was not a bad idea.
I mean, yeah. I get it. They don't want to go through putting the signs up, but maybe we could get an electronic sign.
Something. I mean, it's 2 weeks of the year where it's an issue.
Why don't the park go along there and put some signs in on a stake?
Because they can't put them. They can't put them in the right of way.
And if they're not in the right of way, they're not going to do any good.
Off the road, but they can get away with more than anybody else.
Right. Right.
Would the county go along with just putting up during the birding season some temporary no parking?
And that's what he had asked.
Without a road study?
No.
Okay.
But I'm wondering if we could get the sign, the electronic sign.
Of course, you know, the last time we had an electronic sign out here, you know what happened to it.
Yep. You might be able to rent one from Moriarty, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they may have. Yeah, you can rent message board signs, too. Oh, I can check with Moriarty if you'd like me to.
We'll see if the county's got it.
Yeah, see if the county's even going to let us do that, though.
Well, yeah.
Well, you can put no parking signs up. The county will take them down.
Yeah.
Who's going to enforce it?
Well, that's what we said at the meeting.
Right.
You got it right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it would maybe if it stops a couple people, because they're horrible. They just stop, you know, and they don't get off the road. And so it's more of a safety concern, you know, just for that couple, you know, month, you know, if we can have that sign up or something. So,
yeah.
Do you want to follow up with the guy from Lucas County on that?
Yeah.
See if that would be an option?
Yeah.
So... Dave, was anything brought up about the pumps being fixed properly?
Yeah, they're still working on it.
They're still working on it.
Okay. They're trying to get, I think the one at Bono, somebody else does that. You know, they're trying to make it continuity that the one person takes care of everything.
Okay.
And maybe, I think Kevin said trying to get the same pumps too, even. You know, it's just a mess, and it still is. So
okay,
yeah, work in progress.
Work in progress. All right, perfect. All right, number five. Just touching base. Kevin had reached out to me that the neighbor over there next to the cemetery had asked about what we were going to do.
Yep.
And we had a slight discussion on it at the last meeting. Nothing. We didn't. You know, and Kevin's not here tonight, so I know that. I've never had much luck planting trees in the spring and letting them survive. So maybe it's something we could look at. And then if we go to Woodville Road Nursery and get them, and then they could hold them until fall and plant them in the fall.
Make sure that they plant them so they're, because
I agree. As I'm saying, like, we could look at if that's what the route we go, yeah. And we did, and say, Kevin, we go down there and find them and we buy them and they can plant them in the fall for us. Let them plant them. We get the warranty with them.
Yeah, got to have the warranty.
And I guess if we do it even in sections, you know, like do the front part back to his barn or something, yeah. And a few years later, you know, next year do.
So instead of a fence?
Yeah, I mean, that was just an idea I'd had, the vinyl fence there, you know, that front section. But, you know, it's just something else, another maintenance. And
bushes sound better to me.
Yeah. But if we can get them and get the prices right, we can get the warranty, I think that's the right way to go.
I think so, too.
That's all I had on the cemetery privacy.
Oh, Bo, why don't you work on that too? Kevin's he can't get him to do anything. You know, it's not holding.
The pond?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll call.
Yeah, why don't you call him up?
Okay, I'll call Phillips.
I think Kevin's tried and nobody answers him back, you know. They just ignore him.
Okay. All right, Jim and Jake.
I didn't get our money.
They didn't get our money, yeah. All right. Any other old business anybody can think of right now?
Nope.
All right. We'll move on down here to new business. This is just kind of a refresher on the updated credit card users. I know, Joel, you had updated a couple for the township credit card. I don't think Kevin, the road maintenance, but Chief, if you've got anybody that you want to add to your credit card. Get that to Joel,
yep.
So we can get that updated.
You should approve it in a public meeting.
Do you know who it is?
Jim Wolf.
Okay.
He's my deputy.
So we'll go ahead and make the motion. I'll move to approve Deputy Chief Jim Wolf to be added to the fire department credit card as an authorized user.
I can second that.
Roll call. Alex Litton?
Yes.
Bo Miller? Yes. Dave Bench?
Yes.
Motion carries. All right. So that's done. True Green. So Kevin called me today. He is asking for an approval not to exceed $4,200 for True Green. This will do the cemetery, the township complex here. I think that's the fertilizer here. And they will do a weed control at the rec only. They're not going to fertilize the rec fields. They're just going to do the pre-emergent on the rec field over there. So he's asking for not to exceed $4,200 on True Green.
You need a second?
I need a motion.
Oh.
I'm just reading off what he said.
I'll make a motion to make a payment to True Green not to exceed $4,200.
I can second that. Roll call. Dave Bench?
Yes.
Alex Litton?
Yes.
Bo Miller? Yes. Okay. Number three, the water main replacement public hearing on March 4th.
Yep, so there was a meeting at Eisenhower put on by the city of Toledo. It was just an informative meeting for the public to talk about the water main replacement. This was the second of their two public hearings they were planning on having before the project starts. Really not much of an update between last year and this year. The project isn't set to start until, let me look at my notes here.
27.
Yeah, summer of 27, and... Wow, they're saying it could take 36 to 48 months for full construction of all three segments, which I find very hard to believe because that's 9 miles of pipe. So starting in 27, we're going to start to see some action around here.
I didn't go to it, but this is mostly for the landowners.
We knew
everything that was there anyhow.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a couple landowners that'll come out of the woodwork as the project gets rolling. But they've all been informed, the easements, they're working on updating the easements this year. But there will be some upset neighbors that aren't part of the project that have to deal with traffic and whatnot.
There's not much they can do about it. It has to be done.
Yeah, nothing really we can do about it. But we at least are a point of contact between us and the city of Toledo.
Well, we know that the engineer's office is watching the roads for us.
Yeah. And I posted all the notes to our Facebook page from the meeting. There's a few slides and a couple pieces of paper they handed out. So those are on our Facebook page.
They made the blade. It was in the blade, huh? The meeting and everything.
Yeah. And that's all I got on that.
Okay. I'm making a note here to myself.
I got one more thing to add for the... There's a District Advisory Council, a DIC meeting. That's the Health Board meeting. The March 18th, and I'll go to that 7 p.m. and at Springfield Township Hall.
Did you check to see if your driver's available that day?
Oh, no. They allow me to drive now.
Oh, really?
Not the Gator. Oh. I get to drive the car, too.
All right.
Except for the fire department. We drive Miss Daisy around.
Yeah. I came back, Tony.
The other new business... which I don't think we're ready to move on tonight. I did not add it. It was a last minute. I forgot to put it on the agenda. Was the Jim Wolf, Deputy Chief Jim Wolf.
Oh, yeah.
Had sent an email regarding the inventory system.
Here's a copy of the quote.
And one of the things... was gonna be the total.
This is pretty neat. It's all.
Yeah. So this is an inventory system, and Chief, if you're good, I would like to maybe have Jim come and present it a little bit in depth.
He's working tonight.
And the only reason being is it's because of the cost.
It's a lot of money. Yeah.
Yeah. It's $4,500 with the service agreement, and then the yearly subscription starting in 2027 is $3,625 a year. Basically, this inventory system is what they use in, I'm sure there's multiple ones. I know Sylvania uses this exact program, but this is to track, and that's why I want Jim to come. I think it tracks all of our inventory in the fire department.
Correct.
And it also tracks the... It will help with the readiness in the squads, correct? If I'm correct.
The inventory of the all equipment of the department. Hmm. It'll inventory all the meds,
that's
medications as they're used and or consumed, and or disposed of. Hmm. Because if they come out of date, they have to be destroyed. In addition to that, maintenance. It will monitor maintenance of the vehicles. So when we know that, okay. You know, engine 32 needs to have a full service maintenance or a yearly safety inspection.
a lot of it is driven off the phones, so you'll be able to use your phone and you click into a barcode and verify that everything is in this compartment that's there. So it's a tool, and we will have a much more thorough inventory and monitoring maintenance of all of the equipment.
The one thing I did like about it, you know, have been on the fire department for a very long time, and you know, the guys do a very good job of doing truck checks. You know, you come, the issue is you come home late, middle of night, and right. You run through and do it. You know, you're supposed to do a truck check, make sure everything's there. You're good. It could be missed. You know, you're visually looking through stuff. This is something that would help prevent something not being on the squad that could be needed.
Yeah, I mean, it would conduct the immediate truck check after the run. It will conduct the weekly truck check of the vehicle, and then the monthly truck check for the engineers. Their truck check is much more extensive of what has to be looked at and or serviced. So, you know, if they're having to grease the pump, you know, it'll be recorded that the pump was updated, greased, and operated. So it's a tool that, you know, we need to move forward with to, you know, we demand a lot of time from our people just going through training and education all the time. And then on top of this, the labor intends to do all these kinds of activities. Like right now we have one individual that does all of our SCBA checks, and we get a monthly inspection in that. This would just incorporate into the truck check. We wouldn't have to do this individual one. It'll get conducted with the truck check. So it is expensive. Everything's expensive anymore. You say fire service and you add on another 30% to that right off the bat. So but the other big part, I think the pharmacy board would, you know, acknowledge the inventory basis of the meds that are coming in and out. Right now everything has to be handwritten. Has to be hand documented. So when the drug box, just the drug box being open, if the seal tag is broken, the box has to be verified and resealed again. So, but when the paramedics use a med out of the, you know, especially a narcotic, I mean, everything is documented, and just trying to maintain the inventory, make sure it's there.
And it's very, how do I say it, Stone Age.
It is.
I mean, the way that things are done.
Stone Age.
I mean, you know, the truck checks, the folders are this thick full of paper, you know, from all the truck checks, and you got to maintain them records for so many years. I guess this would be more of a more digitized for them. So I don't know. Does that help explain a little bit more to anybody? Is there any other, you want to wait till Jim's
Deputy
here?
Chief Wolf would be able to give
I'd
you
like to wait and get a little better
explanation if he's available.
Yeah.
Alex, if we could.
Could you make a copy for Bo and I so all of us got one of those?
Yeah, I got it in the email.
Yep.
I have an email.
We all have it. Well, you can have this paper copy.
Okay.
So we'll just, we'll ask if you could ask Jim to.
For next meeting.
Yep, present that.
Okay.
Is there any other new business, gentlemen? Okay, Chief, I see you're here. I'm going to round back to you.
Yeah,
Dave, I did see you respond to Lisa Sobecki about that meeting on Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's a meeting with the commissioners, or Commissioner Sobecki and I think all the townships.
Yeah.
That's at Springfield.
Yeah.
From 3 to 5.
Yeah.
It's regarding the what's going to happen if property taxes are abolished in the state of Ohio. So I'm planning on attending. I'm going to try and make it there. So if I'm there, I'll see you there. And just be kind of interesting to see, you know, what's going to happen or what their ideas are. I mean,
is there anybody from the state that's going to be?
You know, I don't know who's all going to be there.
The state was there during that meeting that I attended on behalf of David. There was state representatives at that meeting.
Oh,
and
okay.
That was the highlight of the discussion, was the property tax, partly what they were looking for at that date and time was support for talking to your legislators, saying, wait a minute, it's you have an idea, but what's the solution on the what-if side? You know, so you've given us the, you dangle the big carrot that makes it sound good, that, yeah, right, my property taxes are going away, fine, it's happy. Are we going to go back to Ben Franklin Day, where the fire department, you would have to contract with your insurance company for fire protection? So then you could have multiple insurance companies with different fire entities. Again, I'm going back to, that's the original firefighting method, was it was your insurance companies that hired the firefighters to protect your house. And then if we're fighting a fire at your house, his insurance company, his crew would come over and have a battle about it just to try and delay it to make you look bad. Again, you can look this up in history. It's how the fire service originally started.
Yeah, a lot of this is going to boil down to the state figuring out if this does go through, if it does pass. And I don't think it's going to... I think this is going to be some... If this does pass, this is going to be something very similar to the marijuana laws, where it's going to be... It isn't going to be cut right now. It's going to be years. It'll probably dwindle down. But the state's going to have to come up with a way to fund.
The trouble is, well, it'll probably pass. Everybody's going to say, I don't want to pay taxes.
Right.
That's what scares me. I was at several meetings, and we all agreed that that's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So the state had better get their button gear and figure something out.
Right. Because it isn't up to us. It's up to, the state's going to be the one that's going to have to figure out how to fund us.
Yeah.
I mean,
that was kind of my take on it. It's kind of out of our hands here as a township.
It is.
Other than talking to your legislators.
Yeah, that's the
push. To push them, like, say, listen, you wrote the bill, or you wrote this. What is the solution for it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't just give me one part of it and say I'm going to save you thousands of dollars and then not have a solution of how we're going to fund police and fire. You know.
Schools.
Yeah.
And schools, yeah.
You know, any public water, any public works is going to be somehow funded.
So is the real goal to destroy society? I'm not sure. I mean, I'm going off on a tangent there, but
that's what it would do.
It worries me.
So, all right. Any other new business, gentlemen, that you guys have?
Yep.
Okay. Well, we're gonna open it back up to Chief. Thank you for making it in. I know you're a little late, but
yeah, I'm sorry.
I got
emergency.
I got one comment. Tony's taken me in several times, and we've used that new bed that cost $20,000, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I thought that was a lot of money, but it's all well worth it for everybody.
Well, thank you. I just wish the roads were all better, too.
Yeah, you almost lost me a couple times.
It's rough. It's rough. It's still a stiff ride. It's not the best. Anyways, thank you very much. I apologize for being late, and I apologize for my appearance, but I had a sewer problem at a rental. We are at run 68. Again, we're typically right on par where we're at. Obviously, I think everyone's aware of the potential of severe weather hitting right now or coming. Yet tonight, I talked to my daughter in Chicago, and temperatures there were 40 in the 40s. So when we have a drastic temperature change is when we have the potentials. But just be alert. Trustees, I think I would like you guys to investigate, or let's put together a questionnaire of fact finding of what is going to happen to the sirens in the community. Obviously, First Energy is getting a buy from the NRC and FEMA that they no longer have to support them. And so just like everything else, they want to shove the cost down on the local government. And again, it's not something, that was ever planned for or thought of. But my concern is this is an abrupt decision without facts, without information. And my argument has been with the EMA director, I don't believe that the phone is the solve-all, fix-all of notification. The other day, last Friday, I happened to be at a location with Deputy Chief Wolf. My phone went off for the alert that they were going to be testing the system. We both have Verizon. His never went off. Now, you tell me how this system is secure and going to be. I get the argument about sirens. Yes, they are for people that are outside. And some people may hear the siren if they're in their home. They may not. But again, to lose a defense system is silly to me. When we have, you know, State Park, Metro Park, Ottawa Wildlife Refuge, we have a lot of people in our community, especially in the springtime when we're more vulnerable. I just think this is, we're giving big business another buy that they don't have to pay some monies. Yep. And it's interesting if you watch, I'm sure everyone's watched the news, but you watch these bombings that are happening in Iraq, what do you hear in the background? You hear the sirens. So are we losing another civil defense system protection? And I think it warrants an argument. And if need be, I think it needs to be publicized. That, but I think we need to find the facts of who instigated this, who started this, why are they doing it, why are they wanting to take these away? Do we lose total civil defense capabilities? Is that what's happening? The facts need to be found before. Right now, I sound like Chicken Little, and I own that, but I'm concerned.
The so at last trustees meeting, we had all gotten the emails. They have already contracted to have them removed. It's already done. They're actually going to be starting in April, unless the township wanted to take over ownership and maintenance costs and everything else of these poles. And of course, we don't have the money. And they all need, I think a lot of them need fixed, the ones that are up. So we had responded that, no, we do not want to take ownership of these, you know. And, but yeah, they're already there's already a company contract to start taking them down in April. Okay. So that's
done deal.
Yeah, so it's already where it's at.
That's our new federal government looking out for us. So
I don't disagree with you. I think
just disgusted with this thing.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I do think it is nice to have them as a backup. I mean, if anything, it's nice to have them as a primary system.
They're there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And let's help out big business that already tried to rape and pillage the state of Ohio anyways. So, okay, I'll get off that platform. We will be conducting our interviews for our additional lieutenants coming up on... right now it's scheduled for March 21st, so I'll let you know when we have gone to the point of appointing. I saw on your agenda you had the Edison. Did you receive that?
Yep, we already talked about that. Yep.
Good enough. I don't know why I got it, but it was sent to me. I reached out to our EAP, which is ProMedica. They put out the monthly flyers. But on April 1st, which is the department's business meeting, I'm inviting you trustees to attend the meeting. There'll be a short Teams meeting presentation. So you may not even have to come to the station. You may be able to just do it on a Teams meet. But I just wanted to re-review the services that are provided on our employee assistant program. So it's what we subscribe to. The price has not gone up. It's not an issue of that. It's just because we have a lot of new members on the department. I'm just trying to keep everybody abreast of the what is available. So we do have some, once in a while we'll have an individual utilize this. The first five visits are free. There's no cost or anything. But it's a good service. You don't want to stop the service. You know, with the stressors that are on everybody's today, you know, I think it's a very noble thing that the U.S. trustees support us to have. It is available to all employees of the township, regardless of, they don't have to be the fire department. It could be, you know, part-time help, anything. So, again, it's just a re-review. I'm just inviting you on April 1st at 7 o'clock. I will send a link out for the Teams meeting. For you to be able to just stay at home and listen to. I don't expect that presentation to be much more than 10, 15 minutes at best. And then we will go into our regular meeting that we do. Okay, last thing I have is we've talked about the cameras. I have the last revised quote that I wanted to present to you. I would like to stay with Computer Extreme. They are our IT service provider. We did delete the installation of the labor costs of installing the cable. So I've got an electric scissor lift. I'll bring that up and I'll get a crew together and for no more than stringing cat five or cat six cable, I don't see that to be a problem.
I don't want
to. Again, the cameras, just a review for you guys.
Yep.
We are in that quote, we do have a camera from the back of the building looking at the township building.
So this is
it's not really looking at the fire department back of the building. It's really looking at that. We're going to have one in the front of the building to look out across the parking lot.
I just want to show you these cameras.
Because of the firefighters coming in for calls. And then it would monitor traffic that would be happening in front of the station. It's not going to go all the way down to Dave Betch's house.
So this is a playback from yesterday.
But for people coming in and out of the
these
station,
are the same cameras that is in
the most important one is
okay.
The one
they're pretty clear. They're really nice.
That is clear,
drugs
yeah.
Kept so, yeah. Safe. So that room is monitored.
And we can actually
and in the station we're monitoring.
We could actually bridge off of the system and do one over at the recycling bin. For very minimal. I bet you for under $700.
You know, the initial cost is what it is. I don't believe there's any additional.
Did you get a chance to look at
that?
Maintenance review of it, but I don't think we have to pay any cloud fees or anything.
No.
The quality is phenomenal.
Yeah, so I was just showing Dave because I showed Alex at the last meeting.
Oh, okay, thank you.
The deal with the cameras are, it doesn't alert you necessarily if something happens.
Okay.
But if you realize that something's happened, usually you can go back to the playback and look. We have that same exact setup. We have the same program at work. It is amazing how detailed and how clear they are. We use it as a safety feature that if something was to happen at work, we can go back and see what happened and, play it back that way. But it doesn't alert you that there's somebody on your premises at 2 in the morning or whatever. You know, it's more of a, hey, something happened. We need to look at this. I was just telling Dave, we could actually send it. We could bridge from your network switch over to the recycling bin with another one, have the camera there, and you could watch the recycling bins to see if anybody's dumping garbage and stuff that's not
stealing cans out of it.
Yeah, you could. I mean, it's very you could go back and it will hold like, depending on how much traffic there is. I mean, it would hold a week or 2 weeks worth of footage, and then it just kind of loops over it. So the only unfortunate thing is if you do, didn't get caught fast enough, and Evan might be able to figure that out too, but they're pretty nice. I'm really impressed with them, the ones that we've got. And for the cost, I mean, if you start looking at like we've looked at the commercial people coming in, putting them in, and you're talking $20,000 and you're at $5,000 for that, it's a pretty nice system. So
I'm asking you guys to approve this. I did put monies in our buildings. I have plenty of money in our buildings repair maintenance in the budget. So this is not a
big
burden.
Yep, I'm good.
I can move to approve the $5,004 for Computer Extreme for the cameras for the fire station and.
Yeah,
Chief's gonna up your.
I just wanted to reinforce again. He's our IT support, so he's real easy to work with. When I call him, if we have an issue or a concern, he's always right on top of it for us.
Yeah,
or he'll make room for us.
I'll second.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller, yes. Dave Betch,
yes.
Alex Litton,
yes.
Motion carries.
This weekend is fire school at Pena County. We will not be sending a truck this year. They first initially asked for one, but they didn't have enough class student size to warrant it. So we'll probably have some people going to that. That's a free class. We are looking at the BWC grant again, as well as there's another grant I was just made aware of by the Shriners, maybe for children's medical equipment and or products that might help us. So we're trying to, we're going after those grants.
I did one more thing, I forgot about it.
And this Sunday will be the last dive time for us for this year at the Y. Anyone have any questions for me?
I have one, and then I have one more thing. Just because I saw it in the payroll today, I saw that we had some people running on Utility 31, day car type deal, right? Is that what I'm picking
correct.
Up? Okay. We don't have a protocol yet. So, and I know we were going to do it. You guys were going to do a trial run on this, kind of see how it goes.
We're
so,
still in it.
All right. So, I mean, before we get crazy
far,
with this, yes, I would like to see the us the protocol in that. And I get it. It's we did agree that we would kind of do a trial run on this and see how it went for you. But we will need, you know, I do want to, before it gets too far out of hand, I would like us to have that protocol in place for that.
Okay.
So, okay.
Yeah. You see what the pay is.
Yeah.
For a 12-hour period.
Yep. No, I just saw it, and I'm like, you know what? I don't think we have the protocol for this yet. And So something to keep in mind on your list of many things
we
to do.
We were trying to get everybody around, our officers and the team, for the people that have signed out for it and used it. And, you know, does this seem to be worthwhile? Yeah. Yes, the advantage is we're getting a unit there quicker. That was what we were wanting to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then... when we look at the overall cost, you know, where are we at with that financially? Now, remember, we did take in $55,000 from Acumen for transporting. So I know that's not the right way to look at things, and I know Joel will not look at it that way, but I do. I mean, that's – so where did an income – we're not using the base levy money to fund this. We're using the monies that are coming in on transports to fund this. So if that helps us to serve our public a little bit better, that's the goal.
Yep. The last thing I had, and I totally forgot to put it on here, and Alex, I just sent you a text. So ask if you could put that on the sign. So
sure.
We had a resident reach out about Earth Day cleanup. It'll be Saturday, April 11th. Which is that the Earth Day, is it? No. The 11th. I don't know. Saturday, April 11th, from 10 to 12, she will be at the Rialto Beach passing out gloves and trash bags, basically a way to get it, help clean up the neighborhoods. So
nice.
Just something to do. I told her we would promote it on the township sign and get it on our township Facebook if we could.
Yeah, you guys are good with Facebook website?
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
Does she have it organized to the extent of if they go out and collect and they fill up a bag, are we going to send a pickup or a trailer around to pick these?
Well, that's where we're kind of in the early stages. I think she thought she was going to be here tonight. So she wasn't. But that was one of the questions that was asked. And, I said we'd have to have a discussion on that, on how we would do that, if it would just be something that we, you know, I didn't want to get into us going across the entire township and picking up at locations, but if we had one central location and it wasn't going to be that much, we could possibly just pick some of it up, the bag stuff up, but I didn't want it to be people bringing their stuff, so I didn't want to really get into that detail with her yet. I guess we'll kind of see what happens as it goes.
It might turn be out as, just such a thing where, just an idea is... to check with Republic and maybe have them do one extra dump.
Right.
You know. So if they did this on this date, the next day is you know, the truck comes around and empties, and then that we were back on the regular cycle again.
So we'll see what kind of what her turnout is. And I said, if this, you know, starts, if it starts getting some traction, that's something we could definitely look forward to, look, you know, in the future, to where maybe we could do that, where we actually set a dumpster there. You know, have Republic maybe put a dumpster there just for that day for a few hours where they can, you know, on the cleanup part of it, you know. So the other good thing, I think she said that the following week is like the unlimited two for them.
Huh.
So that would help. Or their bulk pickup, I guess. So
yeah.
So I just would put it on there and put the word out. So anybody got anything else? All right, nope. Any public participation? Barb?
I haven't been here for quite a while. Has there ever been any discussion on a data center?
Nope.
Good.
Nope, not we have not had any, nothing here. Not from us, not from anybody, so that's good news. Bill?
About this day car, what's the added cost to the township for operation of this as far as fuel, insurance, wear and tear on that vehicle above what they're, I assume, paying whoever?
So the insurance, there's no extra insurance, and that just falls into our regular insurance that we have. Yeah, under our regular policy.
What about the depreciation of the vehicle and the maintenance and the
irresponsible calls?
Yeah, that vehicle responds to all calls as it is, so it's going no matter what.
Yeah, but it's going minus the fact that there's calls. It's out there in case there's a call, but it's always on the go.
Well, it's not necessarily, they're not running it everywhere. Like, they take it home with them and it sits in that person's driveway, and then if there's a run, they can go more direct. They know they have a squad or an EMS going to the scene immediately. And then if our squad can't get out, Chief, we at least have medical personnel there, and then we're waiting for Oregon's coming.
Yeah, then we
the way it's happened before is,
so they have no equipment on.
No, there's equipment on it. There's definitely medical equipment on it. Their turnout gear.
If it's a paramedic, he will have a drug box on there too.
Yeah.
Okay. So he can start everything.
And I can't remember off the top. What's the hourly we're paying them on that?
It's just their normal pay. And they get four points, which are four credits.
Yeah. So it isn't that much. I mean, so
$18 for a firefighter, if it's just a firefighter. Now, if captain, he's going to get his captain's rate. If it's the deputy chief, he gets his deputy chief.
For four credits.
For four credits.
Yeah.
So $20 times four.
$80.
Is what it is.
Yeah.
And then any calls, he gets an additional point for all calls that he responds to. So
yeah, I mean, the cost is, the impact's pretty minimal for us.
I mean, who's absorbing that? Because you maybe go a whole week and not have a call, but that vehicle is back and forth with that individual.
Well, it's yeah, I understand what you're saying, but it's like, and the chief had said, you know, with the medical billing that we do now has generated $55,000 last year of money that isn't coming out of our tax dollars.
Right, but then is that earmarked for them expenses?
It is earmarked for EMS expenses, not fire. So anything that's coming in, typically that we're using for, that we're getting Acumen, is we're offsetting. Now, that was the income from last year. We get income all the time. So the income comes in this year, I can't use it. It's not appropriated. It just goes in the bank. And it can't be used unless the trustees conduct a meeting and say, we're going to reappropriate these funds for this purpose. So I can't use the money that's brought in for this year to be used this year. I have to use the money that was brought in last year to use this year.
Any other questions or comments? Seeing none.
Scott? About Tony's talking about the sirens, is there a possibility that they can leave those sirens up and we don't incur any maintenance fee? It just runs until it doesn't run anymore. Then when it doesn't run anymore, we call the Edison, unhook it, and then dispose of it.
They already contracted to have them taken down.
I was just curious.
Already killed the system, haven't they?
Well, it blew last Friday. Mm-hmm. They went off last Friday.
Terminated.
Yeah, but I think April's when they're going to start taking them offline. Is they're going to go around and take them off. There's already people out doing, or maybe they're going to start surveying in everything on them. They were going to start on something in April.
I'm just
going to
drop it.
Okay.
It's over with now. So.
Anything else? All right, seeing none. Looking for motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Dave can second it. Roll call. Bo Miller. Yes. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Alex Litton.
Yes.
Motion. Meeting adjourned at 7:59. That ain't 7:59.
It's close enough.
Yeah, it is 7:59. The other thing, don't forget the, I will not be here at the next meeting. I'll be out of town. But the 6:30 for the public hearing on the 24th.
Hang in there.
The public hearing for the changes.
For you guys, your public hearing.
Is the 24th at 6:30. They're doing it for that zone, the amendment changes, they're doing the text amendments. All you guys gotta do is have the hearing, it's at 6:30. And then you guys don't have to make a decision that night if you don't want to. If you don't wait till I get back, that's fine. All we gotta do is have the hearing.
I'm a 24/7 chief.
That's it. Get your wife home. She looks like she wants to go and put her feet up.
Yeah,
she's been sick of waiting on you hand and foot.
Plugged up short today. That's why I was late.
Hey, don't cut him any slack, okay?
No, crack that whip.
Dave, you want to hit that recorder there?
Glad that big fleets are going.